strike up the band so you can give your.
Hey, this is James Devine with the Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope that you will find this podcast helpful. Please check out the show notes at jamesdevine.net. You can get free stuff there, and you can also sign up to become one of our supporters through Patreon. Hey, this is James Devine, and in sixth grade, I almost didn't even join band. I can't even imagine it. I've been in music for like 33 years. In sixth grade, we had a choice of going to band, choir, drama, art, or you could just stay in your sixth grade room and read. And I loved reading, so I stayed there for about 2 weeks. And then finally, I got so bored, and my friends in band were so supportive of me taking and going and checking that out that I decided to give it a try, and I joined band, and my life has been different ever since. You make a difference in what people do. And this summer, I'm going to be including some episodes. Usually I take the summer off, but I'll be having some episodes, and we're going to talk about job hunting today. Here are a couple of tips for job hunting. And it's not too late to get a job, so don't be discouraged even though we're approaching June here. The first thing I want you to do is I want you to spend some time on your resume. This is something you should have several people check it out. People who have had maybe recent job searches, they can look at it for you, or you can even get a resume expert to take a look at it. I had, a number of years ago, I had a friend who had worked in human resources at a company, and he looked over my resume and gave me huge tips to improve it. I would be glad if you send me a message. I would be glad to send you what my resume looks like now, and you can kind of use that to copy. And if you want to send me your resume, as long as I don't get bombarded with them, I would be happy to take a look and maybe offer a few suggestions. The next thing I want you to do is to keep a routine. If you are jobless, especially between jobs, it can be so easy to become discouraged, to wonder if you're ever going to work in the music field. Let me assure you, there are plenty of jobs. We don't know exactly what things are going to look like in the fall, but there are always plenty of jobs. In the 22 years that I have been teaching, I have not seen a lack of jobs. In fact, sometimes the same job will come up over and over again because something about it isn't ideal, but it can be a good place to stay a year while you work on some other things. So I want you to keep a routine. Set a wake-up time. Maybe spend some time reading. I do this every morning after I have my cup of coffee. I like to read the Bible. Maybe spend a little bit of time working on your resume. And then get outside and exercise. This is before you even apply to any jobs. Get outside and exercise so that your body feels better. It's going to make your mood better. It will make you much healthier, and you'll be ready to go. And sometimes I carry my phone with me, and there's a reminders app that I have on my phone. You can use probably just about anything for this. Ideas come to me like crazy when I'm out for a run or for a walk, and I just write them all down. I find about a third of them later on are stupid ideas, and I just erase them. A third of them are some things I want to implement immediately, and a third of them are things that I just need to chew on for a little bit. But I capture them all out on my walk and sift through them later. So get that exercise done. Then you can get in and apply. And as someone who a couple of years ago was applying for jobs, I found myself, if I wasn't careful, staring at the same job board several times a day. To be honest, once or twice a day is probably enough. Hit it in the morning after your exercise, hit it in the afternoon, and see if there have been any changes. As part of this routine thing, it's very important to eat well. It's so easy to become a little bit lazy with your eating habits, and because you're seeming down and discouraged, to end up eating fast food and junk food. Avoid that, please. Now, a quick message from my friends at School Services. Looking for funding? School Fundraising has the options and, best of all, extraordinary customer service to back up whatever program you choose. I have personally used them for over a decade. They offer brochure and catalog sales such as cookie dough, popcorn, candles, snacks, a donation-only platform, a combination of donations and products. They believe in maximizing your profits and minimizing your hassles with over 30 years of experience helping hundreds of groups just like yours each year. Their 5-star Google rating says it all. Contact them at info@schoolfundraising.com or call Joel 406-544-5308 or Johnny 719-229-1325 direct on their mobile phones. They love to serve. So we talked about spending some time on your resume, keeping a routine, eating well. What I want you to think about now is to broaden what you're willing to do. Many people would say my career was actually in reverse. I'm at my third school. I started at a prestigious private school whose tuition in 15 years ago was about 13 grand a year. I don't know what it is now, but that's where I started my teaching career. Then I went to a suburban high school and I was there for 13 years. And now I'm at a Title I school, poverty school. And all three of those were ones that I thought at one time I would not want to be at. But it's been amazing. When I went to the suburban high school, that was a great move for me at the time. I spent 13 years there. And when I made the move to the Title I school, that was a great move for me also. So be willing to consider something that you may not have thought you would be doing, because you might find that's really what makes you passionate. I had always thought about a Title I school, but I thought it would be something I would do when I retired and maybe did it part-time. Talk to everyone you know who is in the field. Talk to principals you know, teachers you know, that even if they don't teach band or orchestra or music. The suburban high school job that I got, one of the things that helped me with that a lot was that I was teaching the daughter of a math teacher who taught there. And he knew that I was looking around, and he was the one who helped to make that connection to help me to get that job. And he put in a good word for me. Be persistent. This is such a skill to have in every area of life. Be persistent. I will say it one more time. Be persistent. You don't know how often I talk to someone and they're like, I called that school up and I sent my resume, but nobody's called me. And I'm thinking, come on, you sent one resume and you're telling me there's no jobs. And there was a time when I was a road musician, and when I was on the road, I always found these small districts that would say, we have a job, but we can't find anybody to fill it. There was a school in the eastern part of Colorado a couple of years ago that ended up leaving a job unfilled, a music teacher's job unfilled, because they could not find anybody. They couldn't even get anyone to apply. So that kind of goes back to being willing to do something a little bit different. You might not be in a major metropolitan area with a school that is already winning awards every year. Why don't you take that hard school and make it into the one that's winning awards every year? So here's some math for you. Back in 2005, when I was doing a job search, I applied to 25 to 30 schools. Out of those, let's just say 30 to round it off. Out of those, I had 6 interviews. So you could say that I failed at 24 schools, but I didn't know which ones were going to call me for the interview. And out of those 6 interviews, I had 3 job offers. And I actually had turned down the first 2 job offers because they weren't right. I talk a little bit more about that in an article kind of attached to this episode. So look for that in the show notes. But I had turned down 2 jobs, and then the school I ended up, they were silent for a long time. I thought they didn't like my interview. I interviewed, they weren't removing the posting, they weren't giving me a call. I thought that I just was not the one to get that job. But it was just that they were slow. I ended up talking to my friend whose daughter I taught, and he let them know. And then very next day they called me up and offered me the job. They just had other things on their mind. So be persistent. I wish you the best in your job search. Keep your mind and spirits up, because if you are a good teacher, there is a music teaching job out there for you.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.